జయ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ జయ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరావనచారీ యమునా తీరావనచారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరావనచారీ యమునా తీరావనచారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. హరే కృష్ణ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 6 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ కాన్వర్సేషన్ బిట్వీన్ నారద అండ్ వ్యాసదేవ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 18. రూపం భగవతో యత్తన్ మనః కాంతం సుచాపహం అపశ్యన్ సహ సోతష్ఠే వైక్లవ్యా దుర్మనా ఇవ రూపం భగవతో యత్తన్ మనకాంతం సుచాపహం అపశ్యన్ సహసోతస్తే వైక్లవ్యాద్ దుర్మనా ఇవ రూపం భగవతో యత్తన్ మనకాంతం సుచాపహం అపశ్యన్ సహసోతస్తే వైక్లవ్యాద్ దుర్మనా ఇవ భగవతోయత్తన్ మనకాంతం సుచాపహం మాతజీ రూపం భగవతో యత్తన్ మనకాంతం సుచాపహం అపశ్యన్ సహసోతస్థే వైక్లవ్యా దుర్మనా ఇవ వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ రూపం ఫామ్ భగవతః of the personality of Godhead, yat, as it is, tat, that, manaha, of the mind, kantam, as it desires, suchapaham, all of a sudden, vanishing all disparity, apashyan, without seeing, sahasa, all of a sudden, uttashte, got up, vaiklavyat, being perturbed, durmanaha, having lost the desirable, iva, as it were. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: the transcendental form of the Lord, as it is, satisfies the mind's desire and at once erases all mental incongruities. Upon losing that form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed, as is usual when one loses that which is desirable. Purport: that the Lord is not formless is experienced by Narada Muni, but His form is completely different from all forms of our material experience. For the whole duration of our life, we go see different forms in the material world, but none of them is just apt to satisfy the mind, nor can any one of them vanish all perturbance of the mind. These are the special features of the transcendental form of the Lord, and one who has seen that form is not satisfied with anything else. No form in the material world can any longer satisfy the seer. That the Lord is formless or impersonal means that He has nothing like a material form and is not like any material personality. As spiritual beings, having eternal relations with that transcendental form of the Lord, we are, life after life, searching after that form of the Lord, and we are not satisfied by any other form of material appeasement. Narad Muni got a glimpse of this, but having not seen it again, he became perturbed and stood up all of a sudden to search it out. What we desire life after life was obtained by Narad Muni, and losing sight of him again was certainly a great shock for him. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guruho shri yuta patakamalam shri guru vaishnavamsha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatham vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Svindu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The transcendental form of the Lord, as it is, satisfies the mind's desire and at once erases all mental incongruities. Upon losing sight of that form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed, as is usual when one loses that which is desirable. Hare Krishna. So I beg for the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, my worshipable God brothers, God sisters, senior devotees, and all the devotees who are watching online, my father, beg for blessings before I start speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the background of this verse is that Narad Muni, in this particular chapter, he is describing his journey after he has met the Bhaktivedantas and after his mother passed away because of being bitten by a snake. So, Narad Muni is now looking, he moves towards the north. And he passes through many forests, many hills, many towns and villages. He sees a lot of industry. He sees a lot of things. But he doesn't stop and he keeps moving forward. Doesn't get attracted by any of these things. And at one point of time, he settles down under a banyan tree. And he starts meditating on the instructions given by the Bhaktivedantas to him. And then he meditates on the super soul within his heart. And after this deep meditation on the super soul within the heart, by the grace of the Supreme Lord, he sees the darshan of Lord Krishna very briefly, but then he loses it. So today's verse is what happens, after seeing the Supreme Lord, if the Lord goes away from one's sight, what impact it can have on the heart of a Vaishnava, how deeply we are affected. So that's what Narad Muni is talking about. He speaks about what is the impact of seeing the darshan of the Lord. Right? He says, when you see the transcendental form of the Lord, it satisfies the mind's desire. And at once, erases all mental incongruities. In the second part of the verse, he talks about what happens when the darshan is gone. Upon losing sight of the form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed, as is usual, when one loses that which is desirable. So, this material world, you know, we are all, every single one of us, every human in this room, every insect, every bacteria, every plant, everyone who is in this material world is here because we have a desire to enjoy. We have a desire to enjoy separately from Krishna and somehow be the controller, somehow be the enjoyer, the proprietor of what little things we have. We want to be controllers and we want to enjoy. But there are some very powerful statements that Prabhupada makes in this purport, which we will, you know, try and cover as part of today's discussion. So I'll just read the statements and then we will discuss one by one. One statement Prabhupada makes in the purport, he says, just see the words, forms of the material world aren't apt to satisfy the mind. The forms of this material world are not apt to satisfy the mind. They cannot vanish the perturbance of the mind. So this is one statement. Then he says that the transcendental form of the Lord satisfies the mind's desires. And then the third thing he says is, one who sees the form of the Lord is not satisfied with any other form in the material world. So these three statements we will try and discuss today in our discussion. So first, that the forms of this world are not apt, means they are not suitable to satisfy the mind, and they cannot vanish the perturbance of the mind. The mind is forever agitated. Our minds, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the mind can be the greatest friend and can be the greatest enemy as well. So, for one whose mind is not controlled, the mind is always an enemy. It's always agitated. Always demanding gratification, demanding, you know, enjoyment. So, depending on the impressions that we have created on our mind in this lifetime, previous lifetime, many, many lifetimes bygone, so many impressions have been created on the mind, you know, that you enjoyed this sense object, you enjoyed that sense object, this kind of suffering you went through, that kind of suffering. So, all these impressions are there on the mind. It's part of the subtle body. Carries forward to the next life also. So, these impressions that we had, this enjoyment that we have had in the past, or the suffering that we are receiving right now, because of this, the mind is always agitated. Mind is always, where is enjoyment? Where is that sense gratification? You remember previous life or previously in this life, you used to do this. आप ये खाना खाते थे, आप यहाँ जाते थे, इधर मजा किया, उधर मजा किया, you did this, you did that. Mind keeps reminding us. It doesn't let us be peaceful. कि पापा बैठो अभी शांति से, sit in this place, you know, take the darshan of the Lord. No, mind doesn't allow us to be peaceful. Mind keeps agitating us. It is never satisfied, and because it is never satisfied, it keeps on, you know, poking us. You know, it's like an animal. Sometimes if you have a pet, of course devotees don't keep pets, but if you have a pet, imagine the pet keeps coming to you, you know, because it's hungry, or keeps coming to you, now I want to go out for a walk. And those who have a pet, they know it's like that. The pet wants to eat. When it wants to eat, it will make your life miserable. When the pet wants to, you know, go for a walk, it will make your life, it will keep harassing you till you give in. Mind is like that. I remember one time in one lecture, one of the devotees had mentioned, as the mind is like a very, in one sense, it's like a servant, you know, like a servant, but a very insistent servant. That servant, person is sitting peacefully, shanti se baitha hai, japa kar raha hai, you know, like that. And the servant comes to him and says, acha suno, aaj wo latest movie release hua hai. So, aapko chalna hai, aapko jana hai. I said, nahi, I don't want. You don't remember last time, yehi actor tha, yehi heroine thi. आपको बहुत अच्छा लगा था, डोंट यू रिमेंबर, आपको अभी चलना है, यू हैव टू गो. एंड द पर्सन इज सो, देन ही रिमाइंड्स दैट आपने वहां पे पॉपकॉर्न खाया था, आपने वहां पे कोल्ड ड्रिंक पिया था, याद है वापस वंस मोर द अपॉर्चुनिटी इज देयर, चलो आप. सो द माइंड विल लाइक एन ओबीडियंट सर्वेंट विच हैज बीन गिवन दैट एंजॉयमेंट इन द पास्ट, इट कम्स एंड रिमाइंड्स यू ऑफ दोज इंप्रेशंस, इट रिमाइंड्स यू ऑफ दैट एंजॉयमेंट कि देखो नाउ अनलेस नाउ यू आर मिजरेबल डूइंग वॉट यू आर डूइंग राइट नाउ, अनलेस यू गेट दिस एंजॉयमेंट यू कांट बी हैप्पी. इट डजेंट अलाउ यू टू यू नो नेवर इट इज एंड इट इज नेवर सेटिस्फाइड. द माइंड इवन इफ यू ग्रेटिफाई द माइंड यू गिव इन, चलो ठीक है यार एक बार कर लेते हैं, यू नो यू डू इट, बट द माइंड इज नेवर सेटिस्फाइड, इज नेवर ग्रेटिफाइड. द माइंड इज लाइक अ रोरिंग रिवर, लाइक अ रोरिंग रिवर ऑफ अनलिमिटेड डिजायर्स. सो यू नो इन वन ऑफ हिज लेक्चर्स आई थिंक राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज हैड मेंशन दैट यू नो द माइंड विल नेवर स्टॉप, यू नो डिजायर्स विल नेवर स्टॉप. Desires never ever stop. Even I mean, we feel that maybe while I'm young and my senses are intact, my desires are strong. Sahajik hai, natural hai ye to, hota hi hai. But once I become middle-aged, then it will start waning. Thoda kam ho jayega. And when I become old, to chala jayega. Sorry, sir, it doesn't work like that. Our senses, even if our senses become weak, even if our eyes become weak, our sense, everything becomes weak. But still, the desire to enjoy doesn't go away. Desire continues flowing like a river. Like when we go to Badrinath, we see the Alaknanda River with how much force it flows. It's scary actually. For those of you who have gone, you would see, you know, you put your hand inside for 1 second, your hand gets pushed. It's so much power in that current. So the mind is like that. It's like that powerful roaring river, you know, a river which is just silently, you know, flowing. Like I remember Naimisharanya when we had gone many years back, there the Ganges are flowing very, you know, very gently. It's very nice. But you see Alak, same Ganges over there and Alaknanda, agitated mind, you know, it's like full force it is flowing and roaring, making lot of noise. Mind also, an uncontrolled mind is like that. You know, it's roaring, making noise. कि बाबा तुम क्या मतलब कितना तुम कल भी फास्टिंग किया एकादशी का, आज तो कुछ दो खाने को अच्छा ढंग का, क्या ये what is this, right? So mind is always agitated and it never stops flowing. Even if we are old men or old women, desire doesn't go. Maybe because we know somewhere that हाँ body can't you know now do anything with that desire, but the desire remains. And trying to satisfy these desires, right? Everyone in this world is doing what? Trying to satisfy the desires of the mind. So, you know, we all feel ki thoda sa dheel de dete na, kya ho gaya usme? Little bit let us give in somewhere. You know, how much we can do Krishna consciousness? Kitna hum log sadhana karenge? Huh? Kitna aap Prabhupada ki books padhoge? Kitna aap, you know, kirtan sunoge? Koi to break chahiye bhai mind ko. I need some, you know, entertainment. I need something. But remember that, you know, and this is the powerful point that Prabhupada is making, that the forms of this material world aren't apt to satisfy the mind. They aren't. Matlab, इस दुनिया में जो भी विषय भोग है, वॉट एवर सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स आर देयर इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, दे आर नॉट सूटेबल टू सेटिस्फाई द माइंड. वो माइंड का सेटिस्फैक्शन उससे नहीं होगा, आप कितना भी ट्राई कर लो नहीं होगा वो. सो इट्स सच अ पावरफुल पॉइंट प्रभुपाद इज मेकिंग, राइट? एंड इफ ओनली वी समवेयर एक्सेप्ट दिस इन आवर हार्ट, वी डोंट अनफॉर्चुनेटली. हम लोग सोचते नहीं नहीं वो ठीक है, वो प्रभुपाद बोल रहे हैं वो प्रैक्टिकल नहीं है मेरे लिए, आई एंजॉय, मेरे को तो अच्छा लगता है मजा करने को. But here, Prabhupada is saying that trying to satisfy the mind demand, it will not work, you know. Why? Because with the sense objects that are available in this world, whatever sense, there are many, right? According to the kind of body that I have, there are many sense objects that are available in this world which are, मुझे लगता है तो मेरे लिए ही बने हैं भाई ये सब. इट इज मेंट फॉर मी ओनली फॉर एंजॉयमेंट, अदरवाइज व्हाई कृष्णा मेड? इफ कृष्णा डिडंट वांट मी टू एंजॉय देन व्हाई ही मेड दिस सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स? दैट इज हाउ आवर माइंड कन्विंसेस अस, गिव्स अस ऑल दिस यू नो रीजनिंग, दिस जस्टिफिकेशंस फॉर व्हाई वी शुड कंटिन्यू टू एंजॉय. बट इन दिस रिवर, अनलिमिटेड रिवर flowing and roaring. In this river, if we think that by, you know, providing some sense object, ek sense object is river mein dal deta hun, taki thoda satisfy, uska thoda flow kam ho jaye. Doesn't happen. You know, trying to stop the flow of this, you know, very powerful river is like putting one piece of cardboard, you know, ek cardboard ka carton aata na, wo carton dal deta hun main udhar, usse flow band ho jayega river ka. You know, that is what we are thinking. But it doesn't work, right? Because one small carton of cardboard, you put it in a very powerful flowing river. What will the flow do? It will go around the cardboard, it will push the cardboard, and it will finally wo cardboard ko gila karke usko khatam kar dega. That one concession that we make, that let me enjoy, that concession that we make, it does not in any way reduce the flow of the desire. It doesn't even make us feel happy. And in fact, the forms of the material world, as Prabhupada says, they only increase our agitation. When we try to enjoy sense gratification in this material world, trying to enjoy in whatever way, whatever sense of, see, we all have different means of enjoyment. Some have gross means of enjoyment, some have subtle means of enjoyment. Sometimes our enjoyment is in our, you know, our greatness. I am so great, you know. I am actually quite a great devotee. I am actually quite a pure devotee. I don't like to call myself a pure devotee, but, you know, I think I have made it. I am almost there. Thoda bas, thoda sa reh gaya. So sometimes we have subtle enjoyment like that. Sometimes we have gross enjoyment, like, you know, I want to eat something and I make a beeline for it. I just, you know, like today is Dwadashi. After Ekadashi, we have Dwadashi, and Dwadashi means Dwadashi Khichdi. So, you know, for someone like me who is very attached to Khichdi, after coming in the temple, first thing I go and have Khichdi, because baki sab baad mein, everything else can wait. Pehla Khichdi khao, right? So, this is how our mind is. It doesn't allow us to settle down. But if we go with the intention of sense gratification into this world, you know, the mind, like, it is also compared to a raging fire. Prabhupada says that this mind is like a fire. Desires are like a fire. This fire, if I pour little oil or ghee into it, what happens? The fire just becomes stronger, it becomes hungrier. It is never satisfied. Aisa kabhi nahi hoga. Ki, you know, in fact, the mind is such, this is what people experience, you know, like those who, unfortunately, who smoke or drink, they start with one puff. Ek, kuch nahi hota yaar, chal, ek. One puff they start, right? And then it becomes two puffs, three puffs, then it becomes a full cigarette. Then it becomes two, then it becomes four, then it becomes one full pack in no time. Within a year, 2 years, someone is having a full pack of cigarettes or two packs. It's ridiculous. Right? Knowing fully well that this is causing harm to my body, knowing fully well that my dependence on this is increasing. Aisa nahi hai ki thoda sa satisfaction ho gaya, bas ho gaya. Nahi, aur chahiye. Because pehle jo satisfaction milta tha with one, now I need two. Ek se mera kuch bana nahi. Right? That's how the mind is. It like yesterday, Prabhuji mentioned, no, that diminishing returns. You know, Krishna Chandra Prabhu mentioned that the happiness in this world is subject to the power of diminishing returns. That means, over a period of time, the return that you get from the effort, matlab, for any enjoyment you have to put effort, mehnat to karni padti hai. Aisa nahi ki baithe baithe, pravishyanti mukhe mrugat. It's not that suddenly, you know, the mriga will enter, nahi suktasya simvasya, pravishyanti mukhe mrugat. Not as if, you know, the simho can sit peacefully and the deer will come and enter into his mouth. No, deer is running for his life and lion has to go and catch it. So, let's say for any enjoyment in this world, we have to make effort. You make so much effort and then you get little enjoyment. That little enjoyment, first function it has, it agitates your mind more. Ki, give me more. Second function is, it has created an impression in your mind for future reference. Aage aapko vapas uska reminder aane wala hai. Mind will give you reminder. Third problem, that even वाइल वी आर एंजॉइंग वी फील कि नहीं कुछ मजा नहीं आया और थोड़ा ट्राई करता हूँ, लेट मी ट्राई लिटिल बिट मोर. सो दिस इज द नेचर ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट. इट जस्ट बिकम्स द फायर बिकम्स स्ट्रॉन्गर एंड हंग्रियर विद एवरी एक्सपीरियंस वी गिव एंड देन द ओवरऑल एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ इवन यू नो वॉट प्रभुपाद इज सेइंग हियर दैट यू नो दिस इज नॉट एप्ट. The overall experience of sense gratification is so insignificant, so puny. Matlab, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj in one lecture had mentioned that the nature of this material world is such that the intensity of enjoyment in this world is not much, whereas the intensity of pain and suffering is very high. You know, think about it, that no matter how much you may try to enjoy, the intensity of enjoyment, the maximum intensity of enjoyment you can have in this material world, it is really not so intense. It doesn't last for a few seconds, few minutes. That's it, it's gone. The intensity of enjoyment is very less. But suffering, and everyone has this realization, you break a leg, how much pain. You know, you have a back pain, how much pain. Khade khade, while you're just standing, drinking a glass of water, suddenly you get a catch. And then that lasts for 3-4 days. Kuch kiya bhi nahi hai, aisa nahi ki kuch uthane gaya, kuch mehnat kiya, nothing. Suddenly back starts paining. And it pains so intensely. Someone who has got cancer, you know, cancer, the pain is so intense. They are given morphine to, you know, numb the pain. So intensity of pain is very, very high compared to the intensity of enjoyment. So the overall experience of enjoyment is puny. It has diminishing returns, like what Krishnachandra Prabhu mentioned. And more often than not, and this is the, again, important point that Prabhupada makes, that this experience leaves us more frustrated and perturbed. The word used by Prabhupada is perturbed. Perturbed means disturbed. It leaves us more disturbed, more frustrated than before. कि अरे इतना मेहनत किया वो चूहा खोदा पहाड़ निकला चूहा. यू नो यू डिड सो मच एफर्ट टू गेट लिटिल बिट ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट. यू गॉट दैट एंजॉयमेंट एंड इट वॉज वेरी डिसअपॉइंटिंग. आई डिडंट फील एनीथिंग. यू नो आई रिसेंटली बॉट अ फोन. ओके सो दिस आई कैन गिव वेरी प्रैक्टिकल एक्सपीरियंस. आई रिसेंटली बॉट अ फोन एंड व्हेन आई बॉट द फोन बिफोर आई बॉट द फोन लाइक प्रहलाद महाराज सेज नो आई थिंक प्रहलाद महाराज सेज या that your experience of enjoyment is only till you get that object. Because the anticipation, I'm going to enjoy. So you're very happy till that point. The moment you get it, immediately uska value chala jata hai, that happiness is gone. So I was very anticipating, I'm going to buy a phone. High-end phone with good, you know, specification, high memory, high performance, ye wo. And then once the phone came in my hands, immediately I found 10-12 things that was there in my previous 5.5-year-old phone. Jo tha usme, jo isme nahi hai. Imagine, immediately the, you know, there's also, even in the materialistic world, there's a phrase for it. It's called post-purchase dissonance. When you buy something expensive, moment you buy it, post-purchase, there is a dissonance. You feel dissatisfied. कि शायद मैंने गलती किया, मैंने शायद थोड़ा रुकना चाहिए था, आई शुड हैव बॉट अ बेटर मॉडल, या इसको और थोड़ा सस्ता होने देना था, और 2 महीना रुकता तो इसका प्राइस आधा हो जाता था. यू नो सो पोस्ट परचेज डिसोनेंस. सो इमीडिएटली आफ्टर एंजॉयमेंट ऑल्सो गेटिंग दैट ऑब्जेक्ट, नो सेटिस्फैक्शन. सो दिस इज द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ द माइंड. द माइंड इज नॉट सेटिस्फाइड बाय थिंग्स ऑफ दिस material world. So then what is it that can satisfy the mind? We all have a mind. That mind is craving satisfaction. What is it then that can do it? So here, in this particular pastime of Narad Muni, we see that he has just for a few moments been fortunate to get the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He has seen Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada says that this transcendental form of the Lord satisfies all desires. Satisfies the mind, all. How is this possible? Let us try to evaluate that. How is it that Bhagwan ka darshan liya
तो सारे माइंड के डिजायर कैसे सेटिस्फाई हो सकते हैं? हाउ इज इट पॉसिबल, राइट? सो यू टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट कृष्णा, जस्ट टुडे मॉर्निंग आई हियरिंग लेक्चर ऑफ प्रभुपाद. Prabhupada was talking about, you know, how Krishna is Shada Aishwarya Purna. All the Aishwaryas, all the opulences are there in Krishna in unlimited measure. So we are very attracted when somebody is very rich. You know, even if they are ugly, but if they are very rich, very powerful, people get attracted. Immediately they go and stand near them, and you know, they kind of want to be around that person. Someone is very powerful. Mr. World, Mr. Universe, you know, very powerful. They become attractive. Someone who has great beauty, they are attractive. So, someone who has great knowledge, who is very, very knowledgeable in scriptures, immediately people become attracted, right? Because, we come to Krishna consciousness for 1 or 2 years, if you listen to few lectures, some verses you will memorize because you keep hearing them again and again. You memorize and you speak those verses. Now, outside world, they have no experience. Unko koi Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam ko aisa kala akshar bhains barabar. Unko kuch malum nahi hai. They have no idea. So, therefore, when they hear someone insignificant like us who is quoting a few verses, they're like, Uri Baba, very impressive. Yaar, kya shloka bolte ho. Actually, it's not impressive. There's nothing great about it. But just because they have no experience, they don't have that opulence. So they feel impressed, right? So what to speak of one personality who has every one of these opulences? Strength, knowledge, beauty, fame, renunciation, everything, you know. Who has all of these opulences in unlimited measure. You know, the beauty of Krishna, we say that Krishna is all attractive. How beautiful is Krishna? There are no adjectives in any language, even Sanskrit. Sanskrit is a very wonderful language with many words describing the beauty of Krishna. But still, any language in this world is only, it can metaphorically or, you know, kind of limitedly describe the unlimited beauty of Krishna. What is Krishna's beauty? It is, I had heard in one lecture once, in the spiritual world, and Krishna's beauty is not even such that it is unlimited and hai wo ek bahut bada, you know, mahanidhi it is. No. His beauty is unlimited and it is increasing. With every moment it is increasing. Not even as it's okay, it's reached its limit. It's increasing. You know, I'd heard one story that in the spiritual world there was one flower. One very beautiful flower was there. This flower, was blooming. And then in that garden, that flower saw Krishna coming from Mahasay Bhagwan Aare. So the flower immediately realized, oh, Shyam Sundar is coming. So I must take my position. So the flower immediately took a pose. You know, aaj bahut sundar pose pakad ke, so perfectly uska full bloom Bhagwan ko najar aaye. So Krishna comes wahan se, samne se aate hain. And immediately Krishna also, he knows the heart of his devotees. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tatheva bhajamyaham. So Krishna immediately reciprocated with that flower. He looked at that. He glanced upon that flower. Now when he sees the flower, Krishna says, wow, such a beautiful flower. So beautiful. And Krishna is appreciating the beauty of that flower. And when he sees that this flower is so beautiful, Krishna smiles. He smiles because he's attracted to that beautiful flower. And when Shyam Sundar Krishna smiles, you know, Maharaj describes his teeth are like a row of pearls. When he smiles, he became even more beautiful. Matlab, already unlimitedly beautiful. But that smile which was brought about by the service of that insignificant flower, he became even more beautiful. Now, the flower saw the beautiful smile of Krishna. How Krishna, hare, just now he was so beautiful. How is it possible? He became even more beautiful. The flower was also, you know, bewildered when he saw this. And the flower felt that so beautiful. And seeing Krishna's increase in beauty, the flower went into ecstasy. And the flower became more beautiful. Flower became more beautiful and Krishna's looking, hare, just now I saw this flower, it was so beautiful. Ye aur sundar kaise ho gaya? Krishna is also wondering. And then looking, thinking about that, he is going into wonder and Krishna becomes even more wonderful, even more beautiful. So like this, the beauty of the all beautiful, all attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead is forever increasing. So when this personality who is full in all opulences, when he comes in front of the Lord, and when he comes in front of his devotees, what happens? You know, that immediately uske saamne apne jo bhi desires hain, whatever desires we have in our mind, we have desires, we all have desires, right? But those desires are very puny. Wo chote pad jate hain. What desire we can, how much desire we can have to be rich? How much desire we can have to see someone beautiful? How much? Kitna aapko beauty ka matlab bhi malum hai kya? Do we even know ki what is transcendental beauty? We don't know. So, jab aap aise vyakti ko samne sakshat dekhte ho, who is the reservoir of all beauty, who is so unlimitedly beautiful that your senses are not able to even contain. Matlab wo ek, senses are like a container, no? Ek container hai wo. Container mein aap kuch dalte ho. Abhi wo container itna hai, lekin usme jo bharne wala hai wo itna hai. So, what you will do? You will be overwhelmed. You will be completely overwhelmed. You will be not even able to, you know, contain it inside you. Even if we have a desire to Krishna, to see Krishna, that desire is very small. Agar hamare, as devotees, we have desire, no? Hum log Gopinath ko dekhte hain, lekin hum log nahi dekhte, right? We are not really seeing the Lord properly. We have a desire that I want to see Krishna properly. Unless Krishna gives us that spiritual vision, you know, we will not be able to. Hari Bol Guruji. Unless our, you know, desire to see Krishna, we have a desire to see Krishna, but unless Krishna gives us that vision, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena, unless Krishna gives us that love, gives us that spiritual vision, that shastra chakshu, we can't really see the Lord. Dekh rahe hain lekin nahi dekh paate. Like even in the Bhagavad Gita, we see in the 11th chapter, where Arjuna, he says, I want to see that, you know, form of yours. I want to see that Virat Roop of yours. Krishna said, okay, I will give you the vision to see it. Meaning, he couldn't have seen it as such. It's like, you know, our eyes have a limited range, right? Only around 150 degrees, 120 degrees we can see. Otherwise, we have to turn our necks. We can't see. Utna hi dikhta hai. Upar kya chal raha hai, niche kya chal raha hai, piche kya chal raha hai, side mein kya chal raha hai. We can't see. Our eyes have a limited scope of vision. To see this Virat Roop, which is everywhere, in all directions, unlimited, in the sky, in all 10 directions, the Virat Roop is spread. You can't see it with these eyes. So therefore, Krishna gave him that vision. Same way, even if we have a desire to see Krishna, if the Lord actually comes in front of us, our desire chota pad jata hai. The Lord is like that, unlimited, right? You know, even this flowing river, unlimited, roaring, flowing river of desires that is there in our heart, wo Bhagwan ke samne kuch nahi hai. It is nothing. It is like the sun, which is 93 million miles away. It is a perfect distance. If it comes little closer, few thousand miles closer it comes, it can dry up all the rivers. It can dry up all the oceans. There will be nothing left. If the sun comes little bit closer than it is today, just a perfect distance it is, so that it is not too hot, it is not too cold. We have seen, right, when the sun, summer is very hot, rivers dry up, flowing rivers dry up. Haven't you seen? Right? So, in front of the Lord, it's like the sun coming, you know, in front of a flowing river. Koi bhi desire ho aapka ho, it is just destroyed. All the desires of the mind are satisfied. We have so much, you know, so many stories in the Bhagavatam which illustrate this. Like we see Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, what desire did he have? He had the greatest desire. Matlab unka desire koi ordinary desire nahi tha. He wanted that he should have a kingdom greater than his great grandfather. He was like, I want to be the proprietor of this planet. Finished. Not that mereko aisa kuch, you know, I want to sit on my father's lap. It started with a simple desire. I want to sit on my father Uttanapad's lap. But then when he was insulted, His desire grew unlimitedly. He said that अभी तो मैं इनके ऊपर जाना चाहता हूं. I want to be in such a position that I am the controller of everything. What a massive desire he had. He wanted to be controller of the whole planet. And then suddenly, when he comes in front of the Lord and he sees Sakshat Lord Narayan standing in front of him, when he sees that darshan, what happened to him? Immediately he was overwhelmed. Immediately the realization came that what a stupid desire I had in my heart. My Lord, you're standing in front of me. Now I have no desire. My desire was like those broken pieces of glass in front of the diamond like you. My Lord, I have no desire. I don't want all this kingdom. Maybe mereko kuch nahi chahiye Bhagwan. Mereko aap chahiye. But the Lord is so graceful, so loving. The Lord gives him what he wants also, at least wanted. He gives him that, fulfills his desire, and also gives him the rare jewel of bhakti. So we see that Dhruva, who comes with unlimited desire, his immediately, you know, his desire is immediately fulfilled, and he actually loses interest in that material desire. Then we see Prahlad Maharaj. When Prahlad Maharaj comes in front of Narsingh Dev, now Prahlad Maharaj is other extreme. He has no desire whatsoever. But again, you know, the Lord comes in front of you. Narsingh Dev is there. He is telling Prahlad, you ask, I want to give you something. Kuch to le lo mere se, take something. You know, you have suffered so much. Itna aapko suffering mila, itna vetna mila hai. So aap please ise swikar karo. Please take something from me. Right? And Prahlad Maharaj is like, no, I don't want. My Lord, just by taking your darshan, all desires are satisfied. I don't have any desire. It's like the desires have dried up completely. Kuch bacha hi nahi uske baad. Nothing is remaining. Why? Because that darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has that effect. What Prabhupada is saying. Transcendental form of the Lord satisfies the mind's desires. Mind mein jo bhi, anadi kaal se jo bhi desires the, from time immemorial, whatever previous lifetime desires you had, gone in 1 second, just by taking darshan of the Lord. Right? He says, if you want to give, please deliver my father. I don't have any desire. My father, he has been an inimical person to you. Please deliver him. And we see the pastime of appearance of Vasudev and Devaki. Vasudev and Devaki, imagine how much suffering they went through to bring Lord Krishna into this world. The Lord has, you know, it has been prophesied, it has been already stated that he is going to come as the 8th child of Devaki. But now, after 6 children are born, imagine the sacrifice that is made by Devaki and Vasudev. 6 children are born, one after the other, in front of them. Kamsa comes, picks up the child and smashes the child to death in front of them. Imagine if, you know, the mothers, if they had one child and they went through this, they would hesitate to have the second. Hesitate, they won't have. Been so much trauma. How much trauma is there? I mean, after holding a child in the womb for 9 months, immediately that child is smashed in front of you, smashed to death. What a painful, traumatic experience. But look at their seva bhav. Their only desire was to serve the Lord, serve the instruction. They don't even know for sure, right? Unko pata bhi nahi hai ki Bhagwan aane wale hain. Unhone khali ek akashvani suni hai, and based on that, What faith Vasudev and Devaki have. They keep having one child after another child after another. 6 children are born. Finally, the 8th child, 7th child is miscarried, transferred to the womb of Rohini. And then the 8th child that is born, Krishna, he comes with 4 hands, you know, and they see the Lord. As soon as they see the Lord, everything is forgotten. All their misery of losing 7 children, all their misery of being in this prison house of Kamsa for so many years, probably 10, 12, 15 years, we don't know how many years, they were in that prison cell, Karagra, it is like under chains, solitary confinement practically. That kind of misery, all the misery of the mind gone in 1 second as soon as they saw the Supreme Lord in front of them. This is the effect that One side, all our desires will be gone. You know, all the desires will be eliminated. Other side, all the suffering is gone. Moment you see the Lord, His darshan is so satisfying to the heart. Immediately everything is gone. And you see, Yashoda and Nanda, they also were craving for a child for so many years. And then when Yashoda Mai, when she sees Krishna, when he's, you know, in Gokul, when she sees Krishna, when she wakes up in the morning, just the sight, just think that everyone who doesn't have a child, I mean the grihasthas who don't have a child, they really want a child. They really try very hard. Sab kuch karte hain wo log. They try everything to somehow or the other have a child. You know, whatever medication someone says, whatever treatment, sab kuch baba, baba, jo bhi hai, sab try karte hain. Ki bhai bachcha ho jaye, right? And when the child is born, they are like, ah, so satisfied. Finally, we have a child. Now, similarly, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai have been years together pining to have a child. They have also, you know, taken blessings of so many people, but no child. And finally, when the child is born, not some ordinary child, the most attractive child in the whole universe. The most attractive personality in the universe. Shyam Sundar Krishna, he is born. Finished, all desires gone, right? So like this we see, the Brahma Patnis, when they saw Krishna, you know, Krishna and Balram, immediately all their, you know, they forgot everything else. Arey, chodo ye sab, we are married to these Brahmanas, we are performing this yagya, some offerings have to be given for you. Arey, chodo ye sab, forget. They forgot everything else. They immediately, their only desire then was, how can we serve Krishna? So this is the effect that one gets when you see the transcendental form of the Lord. All of the desires of the mind are satisfied. All the miseries, the hankerings, the lamentations of the mind are completely removed. The incongruities, as Prabhupada translates, of the mind are immediately removed. And then the other point that Prabhupada makes is one who sees the form of the Lord. Jinko ye Bhagwan ka darshan mil gaya. Once, even once, right? They are not satisfied with anything of this material world. Now, this is the other flip side to taking the darshan. That's why Rupa Goswami says that if you have any desires in this world, don't go to the bank of the Yamuna where you will see Krishna in his threefold bending form. You know, Shyam Sundar crooked. You know, in threefold bending form, he is playing the flute. Baba, maa mat jao. Phas jaoge. Uske baad tumhara sab material desire khatam ho jayega. It'll be finished. After that, even you want to enjoy. Arey, I want to enjoy. But enjoyment mein kuch enjoyment hi nahi bachega. Jo thoda bahut milta tha pehle. Thoda bahut. You know, like we said, that diminishing returns. What little enjoyment you're getting in the material world, wo bhi chala jayega. You will not be able to enjoy anymore, right? So, one who sees the form of the Lord is not satisfied with any other form in the material world. Now, Krishna, he is actually present, right? He is present in his holy names. Abhinatva naam namine, kali kale naam rupe Krishna avatar. He is present in his deity form. Shishi Radha Gopinath, Chi Gopalji, Nitai Gaurchandri. The Lord is present in these forms. He is standing in front of us. Srimati Radharani is standing there in front of us. Do we have faith? Do we know? But because our minds, especially those who are not at all, see, we have some experience that this is God. Some. We'll talk about it. But those who are not at all connected with bhakti, who have not even exposed to the words of Harikatha, who have no idea, when they see, they don't see. You know, it's like they have a cataract over their eyes. They see the beautiful form of Radha Gopinath. I've seen, you know, people come to the temple or from outside the temple, aisa karke chale jate hain. Some people do this. Hindus, when they are walking through, they do this, you know, or they do this. So they are half making a cross. They don't even know what they are doing. But there is some faith, it is appreciated, right? But imagine that they are seeing the Lord, but unke mind mein kuch alag hi chal raha hai. Ki, you know, as Radha Gopinath Prabhu says, right, that Lakshmi, Lakshmi Ma Varade Karodpati Karde, right? So they come in front of the Lord with only their material desires, at best. Or sometimes they come in front of the Lord and they are wondering ki ye kya itna ye log decorate karte hain, dekho aisa dulhan jaisa sajaya hai, itna jewelry dala hai, itna abhushan dala hai, itna garland dala hai, itna kya fight marte ye log, theek hai chalo karte hain. And some people are downright envious, right? So they are seeing that same Lord who we are seeing, who a pure devotee, when a pure devotee comes and stands in front of the deities, they don't see deities, they see Nitai Gaur Chandra, they see Radha and Gopinath, they see Sri Gopal. They don't see a deity, they see the Lord. A pure devotee is able to see the Lord. But others, you know, they see but they don't see because they have a cataract on their eyes. Pashyan api na pashyati, as it is described in the Bhagavatam. They see but they don't see. Now Krishna gives his aspiring devotees, jo hum log, we are all in the category of aspiring devotees. Hum log sadhaka hai. We are not devotees. We have not come to a point where we can call ourselves devotees by any standard. By any benchmark, we are not devotees. Hum log kya hai? Aspiring devotees. Matlab hum log admission liye hai school mein. Aur hum log abhi nursery, junior KG mein, hum log, we are, you know, struggling and we are fighting our battles. Eh, mai junior KG mein, tu nursery mein hai, kya? Mai senior KG mein hu. Aur jana kaha hai PhD level tak? Hum log bahut, we are very junior. We are very young in our Krishna consciousness. But still, Lord is so merciful, He gives His aspiring devotees His darshan. From time to time, you know, jaise apna aarti hone ke baad, you know, wo jo arghya ka paani aisa chidakte hai na sab pe, aisa chidakte hai sab ke upar, wo arghya ka paani jaise chidakte hai, waise Bhagwan apne pe apna darshan, apni kripa, His mercy, वो ऐसे हम पे छिड़कते हैं टाइम टू टाइम. ही डजेंट डू इट एवरी डे, ही डजेंट डू इट एवरी वीक, एवरी मंथ, मे बी वंस अ ईयर, मे बी वंस इन फाइव ईयर्स ही विल स्प्रिंकल सम मर्सी अपॉन अस, राइट? इन दैट मर्सी वी विल बी एबल टू एक्सपीरियंस कृष्णा. यू विल लुक एट द डीटी फॉर्म एंड समथिंग विल मूव इन योर हार्ट. कुछ तो आपको हृदय में कुछ तो एक्सपीरियंस आएगा, ओ गॉड व्हाट वॉज दैट, right? You get that small flavor of experience when Govindam, all that is going on, suddenly, you know, you feel something in your heart and tears come out of your eyes. Or, you know, when Sankirtan is going on, ecstatic, you know, we can experience, right? When, you know, when some very senior devotees, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, when they come here, they sit on this Vyasasana and they do very ecstatic kirtan, right? It's a different mood. Ek wo alag vatavaran ban jata hai. Different environment is created where everybody starts dancing, right? Nowadays, we don't see so many devotees dancing, right? Even in the temple hall, so many devotees don't appear. Hum log sab budhe ho gaye. We all become old. And, you know, the old ones, old devotees are not dancing. Young devotees don't see an example. They also don't dance. So, not too many devotees dance. I still remember, you know, when kirtan is going on, rip-roaring kirtan, whole hall is niche jo ground floor pe jo seva kar rahe hai, unko to dar lagta hai ki ye ceiling kahin hum pe gir na jaye. Full, you know, whole thing is vibrating, right? That is Krishna. Krishna has entered into, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entered into that kirtan. Everyone in a frenzy, they are chanting and dancing, pulling each other and dancing, pushing, chalo. Pagal ho jate hai log. Kyun? Krishna has entered. He has given you that flavor for that brief moment. Maharaj sometimes, Radha Maharaj says, in between the lecture, he'll say, so, therefore, all the devotees were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When Maharaj is doing that, he's giving us that experience of Krishna for that one microsecond. For that, you know, in that, he has built up the lecture to that point, you know, it's like, pura sab log on the edge of the seats, niche baithe hain, sab log lenge, full tension mein ki, aray, abhi kuch hone wala hai. And then Maharaj says, all the devotees were chanting, Hare Krishna, and you know, full enthu ke saath sab log, and Maharaj says, much louder, please, Hare Krishna. In that moment, we are experiencing Krishna. Krishna or his pure devotee are giving us that experience, right? We're getting that experience. Sometimes when you're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam Katha, रोज सुनते हैं नित्यम भागवत सेवा, चलो यार आज भी लेक्चर सुनते हैं, कल भी सुना था, परसों भी सुनना है, चलो सुन लेते हैं. बट समटाइम्स समथिंग द स्पीकर सेज, हूएवर इज इनसिग्निफिकेंट पर्सन, जीरो रियलाइजेशन, नो प्यूरिटी इन द हार्ट, बट समहाउ परमात्मा फ्रॉम विद इन प्रॉम्प्ट्स दैट डिवोटी टू से अ पर्टिकुलर थिंग, जो किसी डिवोटी के, सब डिवोटी को फर्क नहीं पड़ेगा, वो बाकी डिवोटी हाँ ये तो रोज का है, क्या नया चीज बोला है इसने, अरे परसों भी यही, वही डिवोटी ने यही बोला था. बट सम डिवोटी हु इज कम देयर फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम, दैट मोमेंट खचाक, इट जस्ट गोज एंड पियर्सेस देयर हार्ट, राइट? दैट इज कृष्णा राइट देयर, ही इज गिविंग यू हिज दर्शन. सो कृष्णा इज सो मर्सीफुल, इवन फॉलन undeserving, thoroughly undeserving people like us, he gives us taste of ruchi. हम लोग कहाँ हैं? अधो श्रद्धा साधु संग भजन क्रिया, हम लोग उसी में खेल रहे हैं, अभी तक अनर्थ निवृत्ति भी नहीं हुआ है. What to speak of निष्ठा, रुचि, आसक्ति, भाव, प्रेम, वो तो बहुत लंबा है. But while we are here in this position right now, in our fallen impure position also, Krishna gives us ruchi. It is not like long time, but for a few moments when we are chanting, suddenly somewhere we connect to Krishna. We can experience Krishna in that holy name, right? We experience abhinatva nama namine. We don't normally do it. Kabhi kabhi aata hai wo. Sometimes we get asakti. We become attached to the Lord. We come, every Sunday we start coming to the temple. That is asakti. You know, even a dog becomes attached to a home after some time, right? Within few days, becomes attached. And wo ghar mein wahin pe rehta hai. So we also, like dogs, we become attached. We also come here, we come to the temple. But that asakti where, you know, if you don't go to the temple on a particular Sunday, andar ghar mein kuch khaya jata hai, right? This is lockdown, 1.5 years. We're all struggling. We all want to be here every Sunday. We are not allowed to. So painful. Right? So like this, this attachment asakti Krishna gives. Bhava also sometimes, very rare, in that kirtan, in that darshan, in that prasad you're eating, he gives you that emotion that, my God, what is this? What? Ye maha, especially mahaprasad jab khate hai na, jo Bhagavan ko offer karte hai, ghee mein banta hai, wo mahaprasad muh mein dala, that experience can't be compared to any other prasad in this world, any other food. You cannot compare it. When we eat that, for a moment we become ecstatic, just for that blissful moment. And it is because of these blissful moments that we have received in our Krishna consciousness, from our very early days, from our baby steps in Krishna bhakti, we have received these ruchi, asakti, bhava. Little bit Krishna has given us. He keeps sprinkling upon us from time to time. Which is why we are still connected. अभी भी हम लोग भक्ति में कैसे भी एक धागे पे टिके हुए हैं, because we have had these experiences. But then he gives this experience and he takes it away. He doesn't keep it with us for a very long time. निकाल लेते हैं. Why? He does it to test our sincerity. Are you in this only for that? Or are you in this even if you don't have that experience? I gave you that taste of ecstasy, but are you in bhakti only for this? If I don't give it to you, will you still be there or will you leave? He tests our sincerity. And as Krishna tells later on, Narad Muni, you know, he becomes, coming verses, he becomes desperate. He, like, you know, he tries to again find that perfect, like sometimes we do, you know, ki ek kuch experience mila, to hum log bolte ki, main kya kar raha tha? What was I doing? What position was I sitting and chanting? What was my meditation that moment? We try to recreate that moment where we got that experience. Wo nahi aata hai wapas. So Narad Muni also trying desperately to get that experience again, see Krishna again, who's vanished from his sight. But Krishna tells him ki, sorry sir, rest of this life you're not going to have this session. But after this, in your next life, you will become my pure devotee and you will unlimitedly, you can take darshan of me whenever you want. Right? So, we also, so he tells him, I have now disappeared from your sight to increase your desire to see me. So, the longer for us, the longer we persevere in our bhakti, whatever we are doing, if we persevere in that bhakti, we don't give up. कि मेरे को ये मिला लेकिन अभी कुछ नहीं मिल रहा है, 5 साल हो गए, 10 साल हो गए, कुछ नहीं हो रहा है, नथिंग इज हैपनिंग. इफ वी जस्ट परसिवियर, कृष्णा कीप्स स्प्रिंकलिंग हिज मर्सी अपॉन. वी बी केयरफुल, वी डोंट अफेंड वैष्णवास, वी डोंट यू नो, वी डोंट कमिट अननेसेसरी, यू नो, वी डोंट डू, वी अवॉइड अननेसेसरी सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन. वी जस्ट डू दीज टू थिंग्स एंड वी स्टे एंगेज इन द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति. कृष्णा कीप्स स्प्रिंकलिंग हिज मर्सी अपॉन अस. He keeps us connected, keeps us motivated. कि नहीं, मेरे को भक्ति नहीं छोड़ना है, right? And one who sees this form, as Prabhupada says, sees this form of the Lord even briefly, loses taste for all other forms, right? So if we get that darshan of the Lord, finally Sakshat Bhagwan comes in front of us, you will lose taste for all, because all desires have just been, you know, eliminated in 1 second by that darshan. विषया विनिवर्तन्ते निराहारस्य देहिना रसोवर्जम रसोप्यस्य परम दृष्ट्वा. परम दृष्ट्वा, देर आर सो मेनी दृष्ट्वा इन दिस वर्ल्ड, सो मेनी थिंग्स दैट वी सी, सो मेनी थिंग्स दैट आर आईज लिंगर ऑन, यू नो, कि आ दिस इज ब्यूटिफुल, दिस इज सो नाइस. बट अंडरस्टैंड, वंस वी गेट परम दृष्ट्वा, फिर उसके सामने सब चीज फीका लगेगा. वंस वी गेट दैट दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड, वी आर ऑल एंकरिंग फॉर इट. We all want it. We have got small glimpses of it as devotees, right? But once you get that darshan, one who has a proper darshan loses all taste for all things in material world. That is why we see, you know, the pure devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Narsingdev is offering Prahlad that, take, you know, this, no, I don't want anything. I've seen you, I've finished. All my desires are finished. So we should understand that we are all spiritual beings. We are all spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna. Mamevamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Right? Our relationship with the transcendental form of the Lord is eternal. We have an eternal relationship. Mamevamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. It's an eternal relationship that we have with Radha and Krishna. We have forgotten that. And therefore, as devotees, we are searching. Like Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit once got that darshan, like Narad Muni again, once he got that darshan of Krishna, and then all his life he was always searching, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, he's always searching. So we also have to become like that Maharaj Parikshit. We have also got little bit darshan of the Lord, we have got a little bit of mercy. In the mood of Parikshit, we should also be always searching. George Harrison says in the Krishna book, everybody is looking for Krishna. What a statement he makes, right? In the Krishna book, in the introduction, he says, everybody is looking for Krishna. Some don't realize they are, but they are. We don't realize that we are looking for Krishna. What are we looking for? We are looking for something that can gratify our ever hungry, ever demanding mind. Our mind is constantly demanding. So we are looking for it. कुछ तो होगा इस दुनिया में जिससे मेरे को रियल सेटिस्फैक्शन मिलेगा. माइंड इज ऑलवेज सर्चिंग फॉर दैट, राइट? पीपल डोंट रियलाइज दैट कृष्णा इज द ओनली वन हु कैन, हु इज पर्याप्त, पर्याप्त. द दर्शन ऑफ इन द प्रभुपाद सेड दैट मटेरियल सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स आर नॉट एप्ट, बट कृष्णास दर्शन इज पर्याप्त. इट्स मोर देन सफिशियंट टू कंप्लीटली सेटिस्फाई द desires of the mind. So what is our service? Our service, like Narad Muni in this chapter. Narad Muni, how he also passes through the forests, mountains, villages, cities, so many gold mines he sees, so many industrialists he sees so many things. Our journey also, we have to pass through all these things in our life, like Narad Muni. But what spiritual experiences we receive, never forget them. Whenever Krishna gives us that mercy, in whatever way, it may come through prasad, it may come through some lecture we hear, it may come through our chanting, it may come through dancing, it may come through darshan of the Lord, it may come anywhere. We don't know how exactly that mercy will come. When it comes, be attentive. Be attentive, because that's not going to last very long. It will go away in a moment. But that moment which you get, hold it. Cherish it. Keep it in your pocket always. whenever we feel, you know, depressed, whenever we feel ki are nobody loves me, I am not, you know, I am not useful to anyone, I am hopeless, I am not a good devotee, you know, this and that, all these thoughts come in our mind, at that time, take it out of your pocket, remember that experience. That experience will keep us, you know, encouraged. Keep serving Krishna, keep serving the devotees of Krishna all the time. Whatever opportunities you get, keep serving the Vaishnavas. While hankering in our mind, like Narad Muni, he got that experience went away. Krishna told him that, see, abhi vapas ye to nahi milega. But Narad Muni didn't say, ki chalo phir theek hai, main bhi maja karta hu. Next life mein hai na. Next life I'm going to get it, now let me enjoy. No. He kept hankering for that. In his heart, that desire became stronger and stronger. So we also keep hankering, searching for that darshan of the Lord. You know, like the Chataka bird, which is waiting for the drop of rainfall to fall from the monsoon cloud, and it will not drink any other water on the ground. Waits for that rainfall to fall. Like that Chataka bird, we have to also develop that desire. That I want to take your darshan, my Lord. Give me the vision to see you, to serve you. So like that, this is, you know, these are the lessons we can pick up from today's purport. I'll just speak for a few minutes on Lord Vamandev and Jeev Goswami, since it is their appearance day as well. So Vamandev's pastime. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai. So Vamandev also, before, he also appears before Bali Maharaj in the form of a dwarf. He's a small Batu. He comes as Batu. Very small dwarf form he comes in front of Bali Maharaj. But soon, with his gigantic form, right? So this is what Krishna is. He can take a small form, he can take a gigantic form. He can come as a fish, he can come as a boar, he can come as a gigantic 800,000 mile turtle. The Lord can take any form, right? Because he is unlimited. So he takes this gigantic form, makes Bali Maharaj understand that everything that he owns, proprietor, right? He is the proprietor that, you know, I am the owner of everything. Siddhoham Balavan Sukhi. Ishwaroham Aham Bhogi. Siddhoham Balavan Sukhi. So he is, you know, he's thinking I am the proprietor. And then he comes in a minute form and takes a gigantic form. And immediately, all the opulences, all the possessions that Bali Maharaj had were reduced to what? Zero. They all became zero in front of the unlimited form of the Lord. So again, same thing. You know, the Lord is so unlimited. In front of that, what we own is also insignificant. What we desire is also insignificant. The Lord, you know, shows that. And as a result, Bali Maharaj surrendered to him. And like Narad Muni, again, the Bhagavatam keeps showing us this. Devotee goes through a difficult circumstance, goes through a crushing experience. But then, after that, he gets the eternal association of the Lord. So, Bali Maharaj also got the eternal association of the Lord. And then, we have to be grateful to the Goswamis who have given us all this spiritual knowledge. Today is also the appearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami, who was the son of the younger brother of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, Anupam. So, he's a nephew of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And he's seen as the greatest philosopher in Indian history, right? He's recognized. There's a whole department in BHU, you know, Banas Hindu University, which is based on his books. In his lifetime, he composed more than 4 lakh verses in Sanskrit. Can we imagine that? Chalo, if someone asks you to compose one verse in language of your choice, apne choice ka likho aap. Likh sakte hai kya? It's so difficult to write one verse of poetry. Only poets can write, but that also how much they'll write. 4 lakh verses? Unbelievable. Right? And he was a systematic preacher. He built the Radha Damodar temple where our Srila Prabhupada lived and started writing the Srimad Bhagavatam. He wrote Gopal Champu. He wrote elaborate commentaries on the Srimad Bhagavatam, all 12 cantos. Jiva Goswami has written commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he wrote the Sat Sandarbhas. The Sat Sandarbhas are considered to be the most important, you know, the Acharyas, Vaishnava Acharyas acknowledge that the Sat Sandarbhas written by Jiva Goswami are the most important philosophical treatise in Chaitanyite Vaishnavism. Followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Vaishnavas, there is nothing more important than the Satsandarbhas. So that is Jiva Goswami. It is by the mercy of these Goswamis, Nana Shastra Vicharaneka Nipuno, Saddharma Samsthapako, because of their mercy, because of their efforts, we are all here, sitting here today, and reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and trying to understand the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of the darshan of the Lord, the glories of the holy name. So we should be eternally grateful to the Goswamis who have made this sacrifice so that all of us can receive, understand, and hopefully apply in our lives these glorious principles of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari.
Hare Ram, 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 Ram.